later on, when more pictures became available and it started to look a bit like a body of work, and the pictures started to be seen by editors, other photographers took interest in it, and at the same time, in Paris, we had Jane Evelyn Atwood approach the first people in France that were willing to be photographed, a gay couple and their story. And her story was quite amazing. I mean, she spent months at the doctor's office until she found a willing couple that was embracing her and letting her get into their particular story. And it was an amazing story. It appeared in Paris Match, and she got highly acclaimed for it, and it opened a lot of doors for her subsequently with a lot of the big stories that she did. Later on, Dilip Mehta did the take on Ryan White, that subsequently there was a bill known the Ryan White bill that had to do with home care and things like that. Burnett photographed a number of things on AIDS and people related to the research on AIDS in Washington, different political events that took place. Ken Jareski, even Don McCullen, and certainly Annie Leibovitz did things that were related to AIDS and personalities that were related to this issue. And Tim Zillenbach did things in South Africa. The list goes on and on. Basically, you could say that almost every photographer at Contact at one time did something on AIDS.